This is Craig Faust with Life Care Counseling. And instead of actually doing another therapist interview today, I was wanting to talk to some of my fellow therapists in the community about emotionally focused therapy for a couple different reasons. The first reason being that this is something that I use with couples, but it's actually something that I've also grown to use with the families and even individuals that I work with. So most of you may know that emotionally focused therapy is geared towards understanding how attachment relationships in our lives affect the way that we interact, the way that we bond, and really a lot of the behaviors that we may have around other people, especially people that are really important to us. So for me, this came as a big part of my practice because most of the people that I serve are couples, and really starting to understand the dynamic in couples and couples therapy is a really difficult thing. Now, I had started using EFT actually way before I had gotten any type of formal training. But when I had received formal training, that really helped solidify my understanding of it. I think that one of the things that we actually called it in our externship, I think one of the, one of my cohorts there, they called it Hack EFT, which is something I was very much practicing, where you read the books and you kind of get an understanding of the steps and the stages, and you just kind of go at it. I had an online course that I'd actually taken in EFT. And I have to say that without the practice and the support of the EFT community, that I probably would still be practicing Hack EFT today. Instead of where I am, which is much more proficient with it, and actually so much more proficient with it that my couples are getting better, which is the overall goal that I have whenever they come to see me. But I think that this has opened up a different door for me. Being a therapist in St. Louis means that there are tons of therapists around me, so many that sometimes it's hard to know all of them and get a feel for their specialties and who they are. EFT has really helped bring a sense of who these other therapists are and build a sense of community. So not only did I get the educational part and the attachment part and understanding and how that impacts people, which, like I said, I use every day to help me understand the behavior that I'm seeing in my office, whether or not that's with families or whether or not that's with individuals or whether or not, of course, it's with couples. And I've found that I've been able to successfully practice EFT with all three of those groups. Now, I'm not advocating that if you learn EFT that it will be the end-all be-all and that'll be the therapy used for everything, but it is a very effective tool for helping me understand what is going on. And I want to highlight that word, understand, because whenever we practice emotionally focused therapy, we put on certain lenses to help understand why this person is behaving this way and how that relates back to their attachment needs. And having that framework is so crucial. But another part of this is it is extremely difficult to practice emotionally focused therapy in isolation. So for someone like me and us being in such a big community, this has actually forced me into what's a beautiful thing, is that I've had to stay connected with other practitioners. We have a monthly EFT group that we do, and that has been extremely helpful for me. So I'm able to keep in contact with people. By the way, the monthly group is a free thing that we do. And it's something that really helps us stay as a community, but it also helps us continue to learn the model and to continue to stay in it. See, we have so many of these four-day courses out there and these certificate courses that we can take. Here we go, we learn a lot of material, then we're expected to practice it afterwards. But I think that most of us have an idea of the impossibility of that. I can't sit there and go to a class that is 4 days long and retain all this information, then go and be able to practice it with certain execution. There has to be some type of follow-up. There has to be some type of ongoing support. And that is something that we have started to create here in the St. Louis community. And as I said before, it's free. The only prerequisite for most of us was actually being able to learn EFT, which we did at the externship. Now, one of the reasons that I'm talking about this altogether is because as of now, whenever I'm recording this, there's actually an externship that is coming up. And the externship is, I know it's probably something that you guys have seen Cindy post about. It is on June 19th to the 22nd. And it's actually taught by someone named Debbie. Debbie Diaz. And I think one of the really big advantages that you have with Debbie teaching you is that you aren't going to a conference that has hundreds of people. That being said, whenever you do go to one of the major EFT conferences or anything, there will be a lot more people, especially if you go to one that's hosted by some of the big names like Sue Johnson, of course, or Dr. Sue Johnson, rather. Because of the prestige of the name. So Debbie's a very good practitioner, and being able to be in some of her courses where you have the smaller groups of people is a big advantage. But not only that, but the helpers that she has along, so the other people that she brings along to help her teach the class, help her manage, are also other people that are in the community that have learned EFT. And they're helping, you know, we're helping support each other. And that's such a big deal. So for me, EFT has been a big help, not only in my professional life, but also in my working life of being able to balance, being able to balance that part of myself where I am an individual therapist and it's a really isolating work. And instead, I am forced in my professional life through this to be able to interact with other people in a community. Force is maybe a little bit strong word because it's something that I really do enjoy. But it's become something where it's really easy for me to want to live and breathe EFT. And the research is behind it. I think that's one of the big things with us now in our society and with us practicing is the evidence-based practices that we do. And I think that not only is this evidence-based, but it's really intuitive. And I think a lot of us can connect on it in a very fundamental level. And we would love to have you out. We'd love to be able to get to meet you, get to know you. I know that some people that have come out to these EFT trainings, they don't even specialize in couples work, or they don't even work with a ton of couples, but they want to be able to understand what happens and be able to practice well with couples if they do run across them, or with families, or even just learn what this attachment part is about. I want to tell you a little bit about the externship itself. The externship itself is a 4-day externship. And in this externship, you'll have the opportunity to be in groups and little groups, and you guys will practice these different skills. It's done in a very non-judgmental environment because all of us have been there and all of us have seen the struggles with it. I think that one of the best things about it, too, are the live sessions that you will get to witness, which is something that EFT is known for, is at the externships, seeing these live sessions and seeing how well Debbie does with these couples really inspires you to want to learn EFT because how quickly she can get them to a place of vulnerability and a place of openness. And with all of that, getting the couple there in front of a group of people is a truly marvelous thing to be able to see and be a part of. And it really inspires you to want to get better at it. So like I said, we have a really supportive community. The externship is really wonderful. You meet a lot of really cool people there. A lot of these cool people that are working in your same community. And a lot of these people that are going to go to the EFT collaboration, they're going to want to practice with you. You will have other cohorts. You'll have people that you can ask questions to. even after the externship is done. So there is that accountability piece that we have on ourselves, which I know that someone like me needs to be able to continue our good work. Because if not, we just go to these trainings, and no matter how good the training is, it can easily fall aside while we go back to practicing just the normal way that we may. So this has been really helpful for me, the externship is, and I've actually went from the externship to core skills, which is something that you do after that if you so choose, and to continue your education. But like I said, it's just something that if you're interested in, go ahead, I'll provide the link with this post. And of course, if you have any questions you may not want to ask Cindy, feel free to ask me. I know there are plenty of us in this community that have actually gone through the training, and we are EFT trained, and we are still continuing to learn because we are learners. And that's the reason that we sought this training out. That's the reason why we still practice it, and that's the reason why we love it, and we have such a passion towards it. So I hope after listening to this, you may get a good idea if EFT is right for you. I'm not going to say that it's right for everyone, just as every modality isn't. But if you are interested in being able to manage and being able to know what to do with emotion and intense emotion whenever it shows up in your office, then this would be the right thing for you. If it's something to where you're wanting to help people connect and have these big ticket moments in your office, then this would be something for you. If it's something to where you are wanting to learn how to help and understand, help and understand your own way of interacting with your clients, your own way of interacting with people in your life, and being able to understand your clients whenever they come in and the turmoil that they are in, this is the right training for you. Like I said, it gives you a great understanding, gives you great practical experience. And like I said earlier, if you have any questions or anything, I would love to be able to answer those and talk to you about them. If not, I know that Cindy would. I will put a link to this website here, and we hope to be able to see you there. And if not, you, of course, can come to our EFT collaboration group whenever we have them. Like I said, normally they're right about once a month. So maybe you want to come to one of those groups and you want to be able to get a little bit of a taste of it and the work that we do before you sign up. That's something that is that's something that's optional for you to do as well. Like I said, those are free groups. You just have to let us know if that's something that you wanted to do. Anyway, thank you guys for taking the time to listen, and thank you again for the great work that I know that all of you are doing in this community. It has really been a privilege to be a part of this. Thank you for joining us for this episode of St. Louis Therapist Spotlight. The music that you're listening to is called Lobby Time by Kevin McLeod, and that is licensed under Creative Commons. And you can find more great tunes like this at creativecommons.org.